Blog Talk Radio.
Ready or not, here it is. We're into a new year and creating new beginnings, new decisions, and new ways to build your life both on and off your job. There are no guarantees for 2019, only plans, commitments, and actions that can set your course from 0 to 1,000. Ultimately, it is up to you, and now more than ever, you can decide where you want to grow, even though there are absolutely no guarantees. The planning process is your secret sauce on moving your needle forward. Regardless of when you're listening to this broadcast, it is designed to help you move forward with greater insight and accuracy. Today, we'll explore 7 anecdotes that will cancel the high toxicity of the 7 dream killers we talked about last week. We'll describe their power and how they will keep your dreams fortified straight through 2019. Now get out your pen, notebook, and calendar, and let's build your success path one day at a time. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thanks so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Really glad that you've joined us today, especially if you are in one of the really cold cities in the United States. It's like polar bear country. We saw it a couple of days ago when we were looking at the news here in the Boston area, and now we're experiencing it ourselves. It's about 8 degrees outside. I guess that's like a heat wave, but it's about 25 degrees below zero in places like Minnesota. They had those kind of temperatures earlier today. I'm going to tell you exactly what the temperature is right now. It's actually negative 10 degrees, so it went up. It is about 3 degrees below zero in Chicago, and my hometown of Detroit, it's now a whopping 2 degrees. So we are having some kind of split polar vortex that has something to do with the Arctic Circle and something that's split because of global warming, and it's now just lopped itself all over many parts of the United States, and here we are. The weather is really quite interesting, so bundle up wherever you happen to be, or if you're in a nice warm place, think of us here in the deep freeze. Well, we're going to conclude our conversation today with some real positive, powerful ways where you can make a difference and you can really change your attitude and your thought process as it relates to this whole concept of your personal action plan for 2019 and these building blocks that you need. Last week, we talked about the dream killers and the everything from fear to procrastination, denial, giving up, naysayers get to you, lack of focus, and shame. So you can go back and listen to the program on January 24th of 2019 and get that perspective. The previous week, we also gave information that will be related to this whole concept of vision and looking at creativity and ways that you can change your mindset so that you can move ahead positively, reach your goals and your objectives. So every week for the last now 4 weeks, this is our fourth week, we've talked about some aspect of goal setting, positive aspiration building, dealing with vision, how you can create a vision for yourself. That was our very first session on January 10th. So again, you can go back and listen to the previous 3 episodes to get perspective on why we're talking about these anecdotes that you just must keep in the forefront of your mind in order to just stay positive and to deal with all the stuff that is going to come your way. It is going to come. But if you have this mindset and you have this perspective that whatever happens, you will be able to handle it in a responsive way, then that's how we really want you to look at this. Now, again, I want you to keep in mind that if there are very serious medical issues that you're dealing with, if there are some crisis-related ideas or decisions that have to be made, then clearly you've got to do what is necessary for survival and protection. So I want to keep that perspective in mind. Clearly, fear is one that we talked about last week. We talked about it the previous week, and it is really a very powerful emotional component of our lives that historically, when you look at our ancestors and those who came before us, they used fear for protection purposes. And many times people will respond based on protection. So we understand that. We are going beyond that point, looking at the everyday moments that you have, the kind of decisions that you have to make in terms of career, family, community engagement, governmental decisions, etc. We're looking at that and these seven anecdotes that we're going to talk about and the dream killers that we talked about last week. We're looking at it from that perspective. And I say that because a very, very dear friend of mine passed away last Thursday. She actually died 1 month after she had given a big Christmas party. She loved to throw parties. She loved people. Joni Spicer is her name, and cancer claimed her, as I say. She didn't outrun it. Cancer claimed her. And the way she looked a year plus ago versus the way she looked at the party, very different, lost a significant amount of weight, but always had her spirit about her. And that's what I really loved about Joni, is that she had a positive attitude, even though she's no longer with us. So I am not expanding my thoughts to be delusional and to be blindsided to the life and death issues that people face on a regular basis. I've lost a child, so I killed in a car accident 21 years ago. So I know what it's like to bury someone very, very special to you. But when it comes to living after that point in time for me, developing the kind of mental toughness and mental attitude to go forward, that's what I'm talking about, and that's where this really applies. So we're going to have fun. We're going to look at these seven anecdotes and govern yourself accordingly in terms of how it pertains to just the everyday activities that you have, the attitudes that you have, the feelings of desperation, of hope sometimes, but then it's fleeting because then the fear factor comes in and you start worrying and then procrastination happens and all of those things wrapped up into one neat bundle that stunts your growth. This is going to be the program that will talk about the anecdotes to all that stuff that happens in everyday life. You're listening to Focus on Empowerment with Carol Copeland Thomas. The first anecdote is belief. You have to believe in yourself. Many years ago, when I started on my journey of empowerment, wrote a book on empowerment, started on the radio some almost 20 years ago, my saying and my motto was, empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. You can modify that if you are a religious person and you can say, empowerment begins when I believe in God in myself. So again, this can be customized to your own focus. But the important thing is belief. And it's belief in yourself, belief that there are going to be solutions to your problems, belief that whatever the difficulties happen to be or the opportunities that can be leveraged into greater opportunities, all of that comes from a fundamental belief that things are going to move the way they should move. Even though you know you don't have control over everything, but at least the belief concept, believing in yourself, believing in those energy forces, the emotions, the faith that you have that will move you and sustain you and help you to resolve difficult challenges when they come. So the real anecdote to fear is belief. The anecdote to procrastination is determination. So you have to believe, first of all, and then you have to have the fortitude and the energy to move forward, and that's focused on determination. Determining that you can go to the gym 3 days a week. You know, I'm on this whole kick about fitness and trying to stay fit and trim, and even though it's 8 degrees outside, you still have that determination to get things done. So that's my note to self, to get up in the morning and go. Whatever that determination happens to be, it's an energy force that you just really have to control and manage. The real thing about procrastination is managing it by a level of determination that will help you to resolve the issues that you have, finish a project, finish a report, clean up a room, take care of a remodeling project, put together an organization, move people where they can better fit an organization. Whatever the task or responsibility or the goal happens to be, it takes a level of determination that you can finish what you've started, that you can start the initiative, and you can move in a positive direction. Number two is determination. The number three antidote is positive affirmations. When you can create sayings, mottos, you can recite poetry, you can come up with your own active word or words that you can string together, whatever you look at in terms of positive affirmations, along with determination, along with belief, that whole system can be put in place so that you can redirect a lot of the negative energy, all of the naysayers, all the thoughts in your head that will stop or stunt your growth can be, in fact, pulled and pushed in the background by positive affirmations. So in the morning, when I get up, I do a number of things, including writing in my journal. I read a passage of scripture from the Bible, and there is a positive affirmation that comes from the Think and Grow Rich concept, the book Think and Grow Rich that I've talked about in previous episodes relating to this goal setting concept. I have created my own positive affirmation related to my own goals right now, my financial goals, business goals, and I have a chance to change it. That's the beauty of positive affirmations. They don't have to be stuck in time. You can change them accordingly. It just depends on where you are and where you want to go. Now, two things. Number one, my vision statement, as I've talked about earlier, has not changed since 1998. It is still as appropriate now as it was then. However, I've had a number of affirmation statements, positive statements to keep me going. I'm looking at one right here that says believe. It's on the back of a file cabinet that I see every day when I'm working in front of my laptop. It says faith and mustard seed belief. So again, that may change according to where I am, what season I'm in, and the same thing can happen to you. But some kind of positive information that can go into your head, can go into your emotional psyche, is what you need. That's the antidote that you need to push away a lot of the doubt, the worry, the fear that is just waiting to come forward. We're going to move on and talk about our fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh antidotes in just a few minutes. Talk to you now about my exciting program, the Multicultural Symposium Series, and how you can become a member. Join the fastest growing globally based membership community, the Multicultural Symposium Series. Since 2008, MSS is designed to advance the cause of diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. By joining MSS, you connect with our community of professionals around the world who respect the differences and similarities throughout the marketplace. Through our new online courses, resource center, and community forum where you can discuss important issues with colleagues around the marketplace, MSS will enhance your personal and professional development and take your knowledge base of the subject to a whole new level. And your membership includes attending the always popular multicultural conference. It's simple, fast, and effective to become a member. Simply visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and click the Join Now button on the homepage. It's only $29 a month to join MSS, and you'll receive discount pricing when you join as a small business owner or corporate leader looking for solid value for your staff members and colleagues. Visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and get ready to take your career path to the top. I am so excited about our membership campaign and the Multicultural Symposium Series and our upcoming March 14th Black History Breakfast, too. So lots going on. We'd love for you to become a member. So we're going to continue on with number four. And number four is confrontation to fear. That's an antidote that goes right hand in hand with sort of stamping our dream killers off the planet. When you confront your fears, you do a very powerful thing. First of all, and I've seen these exercises played out a number of different ways. Fear is a very powerful emotion. We've talked about that. But fear needs to be managed. When you don't manage fear, then you allow it to grow and control you. When you confront your fear and just say, "Why am I afraid?" it may not necessarily end it or complete it. But what it will do, and this is the important thing, is that it will help you to manage the emotional connections that you have to that fear. So, case in point, you want a career move. You want more money. You want greater recognition. All that wrapped into a package, and for whatever reason right now, you're not getting it on your job. And so, A, first of all, there has to be that belief that is a part of you. B, is that you have to have the determination to do something about it instead of just thinking about it or whining about it. It's amazing the number of people who I know who whine about a decision or a problem and they do nothing about it. C, this is part of your affirmation piece too, is that you create the language that will emotionally strengthen you to then, number four, confront your fear. So you set up an appointment with your boss where you'd like to talk about your job performance. You'd like to talk about the opportunities that exist within your company. You want to talk about that you haven't received a pay raise in 24 months or whatever the time period happens to be, and you feel that based on the company's history of pay raises and job promotions, this is an ideal time for your boss to help you move in that direction. So you partner with your boss, you develop the language, you rehearse what you want to say. You just don't stumble into the person's office. You rehearse this so that you are negotiating from a position of strength. So this is my point, is that you've confronted your fears that you need to do something about your job situation, your career situation. You believe in yourself. You have the resources. You are prepared. You continue to prepare for what needs to take place. And then you move accordingly so that the fear gets managed and pushed aside and action becomes more of a verb and a powerful force in your life. That's confronting your fears from a career perspective, and you can use that same approach with whatever fear you're facing within our conversation that we're talking about. Number five is consistency. Now, I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you, and it was interesting because I had set up this show last week, and I forgot that I had set up the show, but it reminded me that my action points going forward are going to be more proactive, where I'm developing my resources, I'm doing my blogs in advance, I'm taking care of all the content components that I have, so that I am consistently moving forward based on where I am. And it certainly has been a very good month for me. I want to have more months so I know what I have to do in order to have more months like January. You follow me? Sometimes we know what we have to do, but we're not necessarily willing to do what it takes to get where we want to go. I'm going to repeat that in another way. If you want to move from point A to point B, perhaps you need to develop the discipline and the determination, which is really just consistency, so that you have a better chance of moving from point A to point B. Now, mere talk is just not enough. You have to actually do it. So in my case, I have now two journals that I'm working on. One is called a media diary, and I would encourage you to go to janetmurray.co.uk. I think that's the URL, but her name is Janet Murray. She is a former journalist. She has her own podcast, and she has an excellent media diary that I've purchased, and I've purchased her course also, that is literally helping me to structure all of my content for the rest of the year. She was a journalist, so she's used to this. And her whole thing is she just made herself, and she continues to make herself, push out what she has to do, working on a blog post, working on a presentation. So I am developing that, but I'm now documenting it in this media diary that she has created so that I can go to it. I can put all my thoughts there, and I am encouraging myself to consistently do what I have to do, which will end the procrastination that so often gets in our way. I have another book, and again, I would encourage you to go back to our January 17th a show that talks about the mastermind conference that I attended down in Boca Raton and what I had to do for that in terms of the 10 categories in my life that I had to set goals for. So that documentation, along with the media diary, is structuring me, my life, and my business in a way where this whole consistency component is just going to be a natural occurrence. I love it. It's not easy. It's hard work, but it really will make a difference in the long run. And it all talks about consistency. Number six is think creatively. Think about children. The one thing I love about elementary school and going to elementary schools is that they're always so colorful, or nursery schools. Man, they've got the colors going on. They have visual representation of educational shapes and sizes and ways that you can write your name in cursive or print, and just a lot of free thinking that comes across with helping young children to learn. Now, all that just totally disappears by the time you get to high school, and it's just non-existent when you're in college. But if you want creativity, I invite you to do two things. Number one, go to an elementary school and just soak up all the energy and the knowledge and look visually at how things are represented on bulletin boards or how teachers are teaching. And you certainly can go to YouTube and you can find that out as well. That's number one. Number two, three things I want to share with you about creativity. Number two is go to a bookstore. Bookstores, just browse the bookstore. Great if you buy something, but browse a bookstore for new ideas and new thoughts. Certainly, if you go to one of the big box bookstores like Barnes & Noble, you will literally have thousands and thousands of books to look at. And I guarantee you, strumming through and looking through those books will help you to develop new ideas and new ways of thinking about things. And like me, when you have a media journal, then you can go and jot all that information down and use it accordingly. And number three is go to an arts and crafts store. Again, big box stores like Michael's or what's the other one? AC Moore or whatever the big box store is, or the little art store, or Blickman. I believe that's another one I go to now, where artists go. Go to those kind of stores so that you can become stimulated. I think a lot of us, when you're in a routine and you're going from A to B and you're going to your office or home and you're doing things over and over again, so often that can stunt your creativity. But going to an elementary school or checking out what elementary school teachers do or looking at visibly how they create these wonderful array of sunshine activities for their students, going to a bookstore and going to an arts and crafts store will help generate the creativity and freshen up what you're doing. And you can do this without spending a dime, but filling your head with new and exciting ways where you can make a difference and you can reach those goals because you think creativity and you think creatively for your next steps. And then number seven is have hope. You need to have hope. You need to not only believe and confront your fears and deal with determination, but you have to have the hope that things are going to get better, that things are going to be resolved, that you are going to make a difference, that you are going to get that job promotion, that you're going to get that raise, whatever it happens to be, that you have what it takes to make things happen because you have hope. People in life who often fail or die with their dreams deferred typically are individuals who just haven't pushed that last mile to reach their goals. They give up. And the whole act of giving up emotionally creates this wall that you put yourself on and this sort of like a jail that you put yourself in that then where you have decided where it is just not going to work out for you and there's no way possible that you can get out of this dilemma that you find yourself in or this recurring issue of not being able to finish projects or whatever. You have to have hope. You have to have the courage and the bravery to have hope. And with that said, all of the other things will fall in place. So often, I say this because, Lord, the things that I've been through, without hope, without that belief system, without that determination and courage, things can just fall apart on you if you're not careful. But if you really have hope and belief in yourself, it is amazing what can happen. And from the positive perspective. So I'm going to go through these seven antidotes again. Number one, belief. Number two, the determination that you need. Number three, positive affirmations. Number four, confronting your fear, confrontation to fear. Number five, consistency. Number six, think creatively and think creatively. And number seven, have hope. All seven of those antidotes will drown out the dream killers that are getting in your way. So I hope that you've enjoyed this whole series. I would love for you to go back and listen to all of them. It will really jumpstart you wherever you happen to be. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next time with another exciting show.